Cosmopolis 1.1 Massively Multi-User Self-Assembling Intelligence. Here, our heroines discovered that social networks could be used as a human intelligence-based computer, and that all it required to build entire governments was the concept of nested groups. Mathematically speaking, graphs of sets to which users belong to. Their research revealed that in 1960s, Detroit, Michigan was one of the largest model cities. And yet again, that old foe of corruption has emerged. Model cities were destroyed by complicated bureaucracy, inadequate funding, and competing agendas at the local level. However, the girls have already worked out most of the anti-corruption measures. There will be no such thing as a brand or guild. There will be schools that help people come together, but the people who satisfy tasks will have their school path, rating, and commons to serve as their license. Newcomers to a field, such as landscaping, will charge less until they gain high star rating. If a large group does grow, it will become divided in two or four, and this decision will be voted on by the local community. It is of some note that a landscaping professional claiming a bounty for taking care of a particular set of condominiums, for example, can accept cash directly from those who posted the landscaping bounty. Cosmopolis does not extract a fee for completion of a task or exchange of funds. There is no need for a bank, or storing sensitive information, or constant security audits. It is really important to be able to imagine, for a moment, a visit from a landscaping professional as a function of Cosmopolis, as an intelligent computer dispatching a human to solve a problem. When temporarily switching to this view, Cosmopolis becomes an entity powered by the intelligence of millions of human beings. The extremely simple idea of voting within a group is all the force behind Cosmopolis. It is its intelligence. To give another example, when a medical professional notices that the community he is part of could use a hospital, he can file a request for change, and all the members of the community will vote yes or no. Matters as complex as building a hospital require tens of thousands of subtasks, ranging from arranging for funds to increasing tips, bounties, and scholarships in the local school, so that come near future, the hospital can begin training medical students from the local area. In some cases, simple program logic will trigger the call for voting on building a new hospital automatically. And then, human beings will bring in their intelligence and expertise. This scenario serves as an example of Deus ex machina, an intelligent machine powered by massively multi-user self-assembling intelligence.